Aaron Hill, and we understand, Aaron, in the final vote, you're trailing David Freese right now. First of all, congratulations on what's been a great season so far, the double cycle thing, and congratulations on getting the opportunity to possibly play in Kansas City next Tuesday.
Well, appreciate it. First off, good to hear from you guys. How you guys doing?
Yeah, everything's going pretty good here.
What's going on, Derek?
Not much, man. It is so good to hear your voice again, man. Congratulations on an awesome season.
It's been fun, man. I can't really explain it, but it's been a good time. It's been a fun couple of weeks, and we're doing okay. We're hanging in there. We're not playing the best baseball right now, but we're hanging in there, and hopefully pick it up here in the end of the All-Star break and in the second half here.
Aaron, you became the fourth guy to hit for the cycle twice in the course of one calendar year. Has that significant historical impact kind of taken its toll on you just yet?
No. I mean, it's every day you go up there, you try to do your best. It's supposed to be our job, obviously. But, when it's something like that happens, it's don't really know what to think about it. I guess after the season, I'll have it set and sink in a little bit. But it was pretty cool when Cooperstown called and asked for the cleats. Of course, you guys can have whatever you want. So I thought that was pretty neat. So I'll have to go give me a reason to get back there and then check it out.
Every player has a all-time best teammates list, and you are right at the top of mine. I love playing with you. But one thing I know from playing with you, Aaron, is that you are not an eye guy. You are as humble as apple pie. So it's got to feel kind of weird to know that there are people on your own team billboarding your name on their chest right now trying to get you into that All-Star game. Does that feel strange?
I hated it. You know me. I didn't even want to wear the t-shirt, but also then is it worse to be the only guy not wearing a t-shirt or to wear your own t-shirt? So I just went ahead and they were telling me to go ahead and wear it. So it was, it's great to be recognized. I mean, it's awesome. I think it's great to be in a group of guys that, the final five and, the fans, it's awesome for everyone, that are voting, hundreds of times and everything that they're doing. So I appreciate all that, but it's just kind of, you're going out and playing baseball and we'll see what happens. So it's been fun. And it's humbling to have all this happen, but at the same time, we got a game every day and we got a job to do.
Cardinals receiver Larry Fitzgerald also throwing a support behind you on his Twitter account with 1.7 million followers, asking fans to vote for Aaron Hill. Boy, you become big time. You leave Toronto and you become big time. Aaron, I'm always interested to get the take on players when they switch leagues. What do you find the biggest difference to be between the two leagues, and which league do you like playing better in?
I can't say one or the other. I think it's neat to be able to play in both, to experience both, but see ball, hit ball, try to simplify things, I guess. So it's neat. I mean, it's obviously great to experience a different league and just to see how things are different. I mean, I wouldn't say anyone pitches you any differently or vice versa. I know a lot of people argue that, but, it's baseball. Anything can happen on any given day. So you get prepared, you do what you got to do, and you see what happens in the end.
So now that you're, in the running for this all-star shoe-in, do you feel like you kind of have to do some baby kissing and some speech making every time you do an interview? Is there some pressure for you to maybe recite a poem or do something astounding to make people love you?
I hope not. I hope how you play speaks for itself. So hopefully just to keep going and, I don't like getting all caught up and all that stuff because, we have five games left before the break here. And, these are big games for us. I mean, it's amazing giving me a chance to go to the All-Star game. Don't get me wrong, but we have a game tonight.
I'll do it for you. I'll do it for you. You are a great wordsmith, and you look great in a bathing suit, and he would look great in a tiara as well, for anybody who's wondering. So,
Aaron Hill's on the line. The Arizona Diamondbacks second baseman is in for the final vote to take the last roster spot on the National League All-Star team. He's up against Michael Bourne, David Freese, and Bryce Harper. Currently, David Freese is leading the way. There's a couple of different ways that you can vote for Aaron Hill. Here in Canada, you can text NL3 to 101010. That's one way to do it. Sorry, that's N4, not NL3. That's N4. Text N4 to 101010, and you'll get your vote in for Aaron Hill. On Twitter, #FinalHillVote. And then you can always just vote online by going to MLB.com. So there's our plug for you to try and get you in there. Aaron, you've had a lot of success, especially hitting at home. A couple of knocks last night. You've hit an 18 straight at Chase Field. What makes it such a good place to hit it?
Again, I don't have an answer for it. It's a great batter's eye, great ballpark. It's always nice to come home, you know, for anybody, I guess. But it's one of those things, just you keep going. You get caught up in all these stats and you guys keep pulling up. I mean, you're going to end up messing up one of the things. So it's one of those that just, you know, I like the routine that I'm in right now, and I think each individual has to find their own, what works for them and how they get ready for a baseball game. You just stick with it. I mean, it's a long season. It's a grind. It definitely is, but you find something that works, and you find try to perfect that swing in the cage, and just hope that it pans out in the game.
Now you've almost hit three cycles. You had an opportunity to hit a third earlier in this year.
Yeah,
I was listening to. Yeah, well, I'm sorry. I don't think you did. I think you actually set up the table for these next two. I mean, how many times are you in this situation to hit a cycle? It's probably helped you calm down and focus when it's happened twice.
You know what? I totally agree, because the only reason I say it is because the first time that it happened, I was going up to the plate, knowing, obviously, you know, I knew I had to hit a double, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, okay, just get something I can pull down a line, or, you know, I was thinking about all these things, scenarios that could happen, and just trying to hit a double, and I thought to myself after the game, I said, that was so stupid, because it was, how many times have I tried to do anything and actually done it at the plate, you know? So it's like, so then the next time around came, and I kind of just smiled when I looked up the plate and wasn't even worried about it. It didn't matter. It for the cycle. It was one of those things where just relax. I learned my lesson last time. If I go up trying to do something, it's not going to happen. So just relax and get a ball up, see something you can drive, and do what you did the last couple of bats.
Yeah, I'm amazed.
And so it definitely helped me relax a little bit, and going through it that first time.
The June 18th game in the seventh inning, a home run off Seattle's Sean Kelly to complete the cycle. And how about the June 29th game, that what they say is the hardest to get, Levon Hernandez facing him in Milwaukee, and you hit the triple. So you kind of saved the best for last on both cycle occasions. After settling down the first time you had the opportunity to do it, it really worked out well just to kind of settle back there and say, home run, triple, what's the difference?
Well, I don't know what was more impressive for me was hitting the triple or actually hitting the ball the other way, because you guys know.
Yeah, Mr. Pull.
There's not many times that I've hit the ball the other way. So I was nice and relaxed. It felt good. I got to a 2-0 count, and, you know, I told myself, you see something I can drive, you know, just give up. And it was actually a ball that, you know, a little slider or cutter or whatever it was. And I didn't know if Nigel was going to run it down center field, but obviously I was running out of the gate. And when I saw it, he didn't catch it. I was a little extra adrenaline kicked in there.